here we are again with another episode of Presidential Archives Uncovered, the podcast that brings you cool clips from the collections of the presidential libraries of the U.S. National Archives. After returning from China in 1972, President Nixon explained to a group of congressional leaders in the cabinet room of the White House the importance of restoring communication with China as a way of mitigating suspicion and miscalculation which could lead to war. If you'd like to learn more about Nixon's trip to China, visit the Presidential Timeline, www.presidentialtimeline.org. What follows are two excerpts, approximately a minute and a half each, from a conversation on February 29, 1972, with the President, Allen Ellender, Michael Mansfield, J. William Fulbright, and Henry Kissinger.
The future, of course, speaks in terms of our common interests in normalization of relations and our common interest in starting to build this long process of a better relation between the two countries. Now let me get on to some cold turkey. What brought us together? Some rather naive reporters have indicated that observers indicated that what brought us together is that, both China and the United States, the People's Republic of China and the United States realized that they really didn't have those, that they really responded to their philosophy. They weren't all that far apart. And that we just didn't know each other better, that everything would be a lot better for each other. Not true at all. Getting to know each other better will reduce the possibility of miscalculation. And that we have a sense, because we do have an understanding. And I know them, and they know me. I would hope that would be true of whoever else receives this office. That means that we'll be talking in the future. And rather than having that inevitable growth of anticipation and miscalculation, miscalculations, incidentally, led to their intervention in Korea, which might have been avoided had there been this kind of contact at that point.
Excerpt 2.
It was not our common beliefs that brought us together, but our, frankly, our common interests and our common hopes. What are those common interests? One is the interest that both of us have in maintaining our integrity and our independence. And second, it is the hope that each of us has to try to build a structure of peace in the Pacific and have it going beyond that into the world. And on that point, that means that despite a total gulf, a gulf that will continue to exist as long as their comments, as long as we're basically a group that's a total gulf of belief, that people of different faiths, of different beliefs, have got to find a way to live together in this world. And to, in the case of the People's Republic of China and the United States of America, the most powerful nation in the world and the most populous nation in the world, if we do not find a way to, despite our differences, to have discussions, we are on a collision course years ahead. That we should be very, very serious. If we do find a way to have discussions, as we have started in this instance, there is a better chance that we will not have that collision course years ahead.